flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Yes, that line forms on the right, baby. Not that Maggie's. But back in town. Look out, old Maggie is.
Yeah,
back.
Look out.
Chris McMahon.
Oh, look out.
Sports Radio.
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! 203 on the fan! McMonagle here with you. I've got you for 3 hours as we take you to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. Music up, music down. We're going to have a good time over the next 3 hours taking your phone calls. Let's talk a little Jets, why don't we? Because guess what? They won the press conference! Woo! Let's go! I'm ready to run through a wall. That's right. Man, he even talked about the 1998 AFC Championship game. Let's go! Woo! Listen, Aaron Glenn did win the press conference. There's no doubt about it. He had a... But when you hear him speak, it's... He is football coach. There is no doubt about it. He is football coach. And he did a tremendous job, even in the media scrum after the one-on-one on SNY. He answered every question the way you'd want him to answer the question. He showed passion. He showed, like, to me, the number one thing, if you're really going to get jazzed up as a Jet fan, and I expect you to. I know I had a little fun there in the open. I'm having a little fun. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. If you really are going to get all excited as a Jet fan, and you should be excited. You should be excited. Because I do believe a lot of things can be fixed with a really good head coach. I still feel that way about this team. I was high on them last year. I still think a lot can be fixed by just a good head coach. And I think they got one. And I think the press conference went really well. And I think he did a lot of the stuff you want to hear. For me, number one, before we get into some of the different things he said and how I feel that can answer some other questions and how the Jets should move. Just first and foremost, if I were a Jet fan, like, he wanted the job. He wanted this job, and I totally believe him. Listen, would he have taken the Saints job if they went somewhere else? Sure. But he wanted this job. I totally believe him. He wants this opportunity. He does want to, you know, bring winning back to this franchise that he loves and that he played for and that it established his relationship with Parcells and all that, but... Like, I totally respect how much he wants the job. And I respect, you know, the idea of, I could have done without the car analogy, the seatbelt. And after all, gas, no brakes, maybe just stay away from anything car related. No need for seatbelt lines or anything like that. But we're the New York Jets and we're built for this blank. That's a line that you're going to either look back on and laugh and say, yeah, we're the New York Jets. What exactly are we built for? We're built for losing. We've lost more than, we haven't made the playoffs in how many years? What are we built for exactly? It sounds very much like Rex Ryan, play like a Jet. And that's why I'm not even trying to knock him, because I think he did a great job. And we're going to find out. These press conferences are so overrated. It's ridiculous. It means, I'm sorry, Jet fans. I'm not trying to poo-poo it. And it has nothing to do with him. All you could do is either be good at this or be bad at this, right? And he was good at this today. And I do think for some organizations, it's more important than others. And I think for the Jets, it was important to instill confidence and do some of the things. He went through the checklist. He wants the job. Right? First and foremost, he wants the job. He harkens back to times when he was here with the team and he was successful. And he talks about accountability. And he talks about, you know, building the roster. And he talks about culture building. And he hit a bunch of different topics. He gives you the hard, passionate stuff. He gives you, this is the Jets. This is, you know, and we're built for this and all that stuff. Fine, right? I'm on board. He had a very good press conference. It means absolutely nothing. We have seen it before, and I know this is cliche, and we can go through it. You know, Joe Judge won the press conference with the New York Giants on a level the likes of which the Giants have never seen. He was a disastrous head coach. He didn't have nearly the accomplishments that Aaron Glenn does. He didn't play the game. He wasn't even a defensive coordinator. He was a special teams guy for like 2 years. Like, Aaron Glenn is far more suited for this. Aaron Glenn deserves this shot a hell of a lot more than Joe Judge did, and I firmly believe he'll be a better head coach than Joe Judge. But they both won the press conference. Nick Sirianni's headed to the Super Bowl. The words couldn't come out of his mouth. Go back and watch Nick Sirianni's introductory press conference. He couldn't speak. He bungled every line. And he's going to his second Super Bowl in 2 weeks. It means absolutely nothing. I hate to tell you that, and I know we're all going to get excited about it. All gas, no brakes sounds like a pretty good line to me. It's laughable now, thinking about how it was plastered all over the building when we watched Hard Knocks, and to think of, you know, him going back to San Francisco to run the defense again and how much it failed here, and how he was fired week 5, and all gas, no brakes is something we're going to laugh at and try and forget as Jet fans. This means absolutely nothing. How well he did in this press conference means nothing. I thought Darren Muji, and thank God, me and Pat Boyle were just talking about this. Thank God it's Muji and not Moogie, because it would have been just to hear Loogie and Moogie. I can't take it. I've had enough. Let's be honest. Loogie, that's enough. You can't have another thing. So thankfully, we've got Darren Muji, who won the press conference as well. I mean, he did okay. He sounded all right. He didn't have some weird voice that we couldn't understand. He sounded just fine. This seems like a competent. He talked about meeting Glenn in his interview process when he was interviewing for the Denver head coach a few years ago. Like, they did as well as you could possibly do. But it means absolutely nothing. We're going to get to the difference between what happened here and what happened in Duval. And we'll see how much, as time plays out, the difference. We'll get to that later. But with Liam Cohen. But here's the thing I do want to focus on from what we heard and what I think is important. Because obviously, I also thought it was great how he nipped some questions in the bud. Like, he knew exactly the Aaron Rodgers question. I mean, anyone with a head on their shoulders understood it. But he didn't wait for the question. I love that. He understood exactly what was coming. He jumped the question. He answered the question. He's noncommittal to the situation. But what I love the most, and what I think is going to be the most important and why I'm questioning this whole thing on some different levels, is when he was asked about culture building. And obviously, with the New York Jets, so much of it is culture. I know we kind of laugh, I mock the culture of winning with the New York Giants, and us tankers don't really care too much about culture wins at the end of the season. But starting a new regime, and especially for this franchise, I do think culture building is enormous. And I think they have to bring a winning culture here and expect it to win. That famous clip of him during Hard Knocks when he was the Lions defensive coordinator a few years ago, talking about, you know, an expectation of winning.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right? To wake up and believe you're going to win that day. And that goes along with the Jets, and that goes along with revenge for the 98 conference championship game. And it goes along with all that. I loved everything about it. And I particularly loved when asked about what's culture building. And he said and he pretty much told you the same thing I'm telling you, that this means nothing. That all this rah, rah, rah speech and all this, you know, put your seatbelts on and get ready for the ride. And, you know, we're the New York Jets and we're built for this bleep. Like, all that means nothing. Because when he was asked, how do you change the culture? He said, I could give all the rah, rah speeches I want. I can give all the rah, rah speeches I want. Culture building is about people. And I firmly believe that. I think he's 100% right. It's not just about him. It's about his staff. It's about that we talk about people. The most important person is the owner. And he talked a little bit about having some accountability with himself and looking in the mirror. And, you know, everybody praised him. You know, they talked about the owner. Oh, he wants to win. Desperately. You could talk to Woody for 5 seconds. He wants to win. Okay? But I think that person at the top of the heap here is part of the reason they've had trouble building culture. I don't think there's any question about it. So for me, I firmly believe Aaron Glenn, and I think he's 100% right when he tells you culture building is about bringing the right people. So now it's about his staff. And I look at the offensive coordinator, right? Because now you're going to have the rookie GM. You've got the rookie head coach. He's already told you he's not calling the defense or the offense. He wants to be a game manager. He wants to focus on managing the game. I think that's probably the right way to go. But if you're going to bring in a defensive coordinator with some head coaching experience, that's fine. But it sounds like, and I know Nick Caley now, who was originally the name that you heard around the offensive coordinator, he just interviewed with the Bucks to replace Liam Cohen. He's going to get some other opportunities to go talk to other teams. Like, for me, if you're going to have a rookie head coach and you're going to have a rookie offensive coordinator and you're going to have a rookie GM, that's where you have to sell me on how that's the people who will now build the culture of the New York Jets. Because that's what it's about. It's not about rah-rah speeches. It's not about, I just won the press conference. And I'm sure there are Jet players right now. Or, you know, hopefully they're sleeping. Because as the great head coach Tom Coughlin used to say, nothing good happens after 2 a.m. except this show, of course. So hopefully they're awake listening or they're sleeping. But when they heard that press conference, I'm sure they got all pumped up. I'm sure they were texting each other. I'm sure they're pumped. He's a former Jet. He understands it. I did a podcast today, and the guy running the podcast told me he hopes it's good for Sauce Gardner, someone who's been a cornerback on this team through ups and downs. Like, I think there's probably a lot of players who are excited to welcome in a defensive coordinator for a team that's been winning, someone who's been here in this building, who's been a scout for this team, who's been a player for this team, who's gone through it with this team. And talks like that and get you pumped up and ready to run through a wall. I'm sure there's a lot of Jets right now pumped up, but it's about the culture and what they could do with this coaching staff, because it's not just him, it's about who's underneath him and who's the position coaches and who's the offensive coordinator and who's getting this thing going, because I trust him to do the two things, you know, that really plagued this team in many ways the last handful of years: hold players accountable and cut the nonsense, right? And mainly hold players accountable and build some kind of culture. Those two things. I think he can do that. But for me, and I know this all harkens back to it, and I have a hard time getting off of it, if we're going to answer questions about Aaron Rodgers, and we're going to say, when asked, what's a quarterback, and we'll play the clip a little bit later, hey, Aaron Glenn, what is an Aaron Glenn quarterback? And the answer is a winner, mentally strong, physically talented. Do you know who that describes? That describes Aaron Rodgers. And he also said that every decision with the team will be a football decision. Well, I'm sorry. Call me crazy. If you're going to have this super press conference that everybody deems a grand slam, home run, unbelievable winning press conference, and you're going to talk about culture building, and you're going to talk about winning now, and you're going to talk about everything is based on football, you're going to have a hard time telling me that I'm going to bring in a rookie GM and make him find my quarterback. I'm going to bring in a rookie offensive coordinator, and I'm going to make him work with some sort of lesser quarterback than I have in the room right now. And that's going to change this all in 1 year, because that's what he's selling. He's selling this changes now. And as excited as you may be in this moment, I promise you, if they win 5 games next year, that excitement goes out the window. And so for me, when I'm looking at a young offensive coordinator, who better to give than Aaron Rodgers, who can come in here, and that offensive coordinator's got to be assertive, and that offensive coordinator's got to make sure that he doesn't get walked all over by Aaron Rodgers. But if you're going to look to build some culture, and you're going to look to get, you know, this rookie offensive coordinator some experience, who better to pick his mind than Aaron Rodgers, one of the smartest football players that's ever come across the NFL? If it's about winning now, if it's about winning now and changing all of this, then you have to give this roster the best opportunity to win. And if it's about football decisions, tell me how Aaron Rodgers isn't the best football decision for this team. So moving forward, I look at this and I go, we've seen great press conferences. We've seen miserable press conferences. We've seen winning and losing out of both of them. Today was just a, or yesterday, was a day where he established himself as the coach. He checked a lot of the boxes you want to hear. I want this job. Check. I used to play for the team. Check. I'm as bitter and angry about my failures and this organization's failures as you are. And I want revenge. I'll be damned if the 1998 AFC Championship game happens again. Let's get there and find out. But like, he checked all the boxes for you. He said everything you could possibly want. He showed you the attitude you possibly wanted. And it's genuine and it's real. And I'm excited. And I'm excited. But when he talks about culture building, he doesn't tell you, well, I just gave a great speech. He doesn't tell you, well, I just talked about the AFC Championship game. He doesn't tell you, what I give you, seatbelt, and we're built like Jets and all that. It has nothing to do with changing this team. What's changing this team? Bringing in the right people. What's changing this team? Winning now. What's changing this team? Bringing in winning players and making football decisions. And everything there, to me, speaks to Aaron Rodgers still being the quarterback of this team. Coming in and winning right away. And especially if you're going to give a rookie general manager the task of finding a quarterback with a $40 million dead cap hit. And especially if you're going to give a rookie offensive coordinator the task of developing a young quarterback, and I don't know which one you're going to get drafting seventh. You're going to trade back in for Jackson Dart. You're going to get one of these other quarterbacks in the second round. Like, where are you going? Because it sounds like, who knows, but it sounds like in Pittsburgh they're keeping both of those quarterbacks. Where you're going to go bring in another veteran? Or at least go with one of those two quarterbacks in Pittsburgh. Maybe one of those shake free. Aaron Glenn told you what this is really about, and it's not about catchphrases, and it's not about hearkening back to 1998, and as much as I'd like it to be, it's not about Wayne Krabet and all that. Those are all positives, and those are all things that help today make today special. But if you want to change the Jets, it's about winning, and it's about bringing in the right people. And if you're going to bring in people who've never done it before, you can't tell me they're the right people right away. They have to develop into the right people. And helping that along is winning. And helping that along is giving an offensive coordinator a veteran quarterback who's going to the Hall of Fame, who's won a Super Bowl, and who understands the game as well as anyone who's ever played it. So he was non-committal with Aaron Rodgers. They're open to Aaron Rodgers. They're going to talk about Aaron Rodgers. But if they're going to make a football decision and tell you as such, for me, it's a tough task to get off Aaron Rodgers, to sell him on all this, to talk about football decisions, and then come back and go, well, yeah, no, we're going to make a football decision and get rid of the Hall of Famer and bring in Jimmy Garoppolo. So for me, great day for the Jets. Exciting press conference. He did a hell of a job. He got all of us ready to run through a wall, but he did mention the one thing I do agree with. It's about people. It's about people. Bring in the right coordinators. Keep the quarterback. 888-808-1009. Mick Bonigle here with you on the Fan. So we'll talk Jets to start. I saved off on all the Pete Alonso yesterday off the championship games on Monday to kind of focus on that. I'm going to get, obviously, into Pete. We'll talk about what happened on Amazing Day, the reaction from some of the fans towards the owner, towards the GM, what's going on in that situation, how much of a hindrance, or is all the blame on Scott Boras? Because I think there should be some for everybody involved, including Pete Alonso and including David Stearns.